Oklahoma House Democrats call on Governor Kevin Stitt to set up a new state COVID task force. The minority caucus wants a bipartisan group led by public health experts that regularly briefs the public, including on recommendations it makes to the governor. House Minority Leader Emily Virgin says the worst thing a public official can do is lose the trust of their constituents.
Unfortunately, by hiding information from citizens and mischaracterizing recommendations from the White House, the governor has shown an unwillingness to be forthright and transparent about this pandemic. And that has resulted in the public feeling misled about our state's current situation and what actions they should be taking to mitigate risks.
Virgin says not releasing reports by the White House Coronavirus Task Force, even as they recommended more local officials implement stringent measures to slow the spread of the disease, was not the governor's only misstep.
We've created a color-coded COVID alert system that is less effective than the one used by the CDC. We have not reported positive rapid antigen tests with daily COVID-19 numbers, as has been recommended by many public health experts. We haven't been identifying the date of COVID deaths to help paint a better picture of how the pandemic is affecting Oklahoma.
In a statement, the governor's office said a task force has been meeting since March and is a national leader in data transparency. The state has an A-plus grade from a national tracking project for its COVID data quality. The governor's office also labeled House Democrats' call for a new task force an attempt to politicize the pandemic. They described the caucus's June call for a statewide COVID awareness program the same way. A similar color-coded alert system was implemented 2 weeks later. Governor spokesman Charlie Hanema also said the state health department provides specific guidance for local officials, referring to an advisory that makes several recommendations but issues no mandates. The White House Coronavirus Task Force has repeatedly recommended Oklahoma implement a statewide mask requirement, among other measures. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.